Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Cruise Control. You're with your hosts, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to our people.
Hey, people. How y'all doing today? We got another great show for you today. We got a plethora of topics to talk about, so I'm ready to get started with this. I'm pretty excited. I hope you guys are, too. So let's get to it, Jay. What we got?
All right, guys. So the topics we'll be discussing with y'all today was going to be: a woman posted a Snapchat of her boyfriend pointing a gun at her. She was found dead hours later. We're going to be talking about Game of Thrones movie, why it could actually be happening. And we're going to be talking about Katy Perry, who invites a drugged out fan on stage, and what went down. So first off, guys, we're going to start with the depressing topic. A woman who posted a Snapchat of her boyfriend pointing a gun at her and was found dead hours later. So that's what we're going to discuss as our first topic. So, in Little Rock, Arkansas, a woman, like I said, posted a Snapchat. Stephanie Hernandez, she was 21 years old, a mother of two. She posted snaps of herself and her boyfriend, Rafael Gonzalez, at the new house that they were in the midst of moving into. And she snapped a photo of a gun and ammo, in addition to a photo of Gonzalez pointing the gun at the back of her head with a strap chat caption, and another one where he points the gun at the camera. And then, you know, it doesn't look like it's anything serious, like maybe they're just fooling around. But just a few hours later, she was found dead with a gunshot wound. Her house ransacked with the floor covered in blood, according to police. So what do you think about this, Chris?
Well, I think for just to have guns around and then to have a picture where the gun is pointing at you, I think it's pretty careless. I mean, I have no idea what happened. Maybe it was planned. Maybe it was an accident. Maybe they got into an argument right after the snap, or I don't know what caused it. But I know that the boyfriend was arrested for the murder of the girl. And if he was the one who committed the crime, which it looks like that's to be the case, then that's just ridiculous. I don't know how that came about, but just to even put yourself in a situation like that, why play with guns? Guns are not toys. They're for protection, and they're just for protection, to be honest. Protect the people, protect yourself, and protect people around you, and that's it. And that was not the case with Stephanie.
Exactly, and I mean, you see all these people who post pictures or videos of them trying to act cool or look like they're having fun with a gun, but people seem to forget that they are extremely dangerous and accidents happen all the time. Even if you don't mean to or didn't want to, accidents happen. You could accidentally shoot someone you care about. And I don't know if that's the case in this circumstance, because apparently the house was ransacked, and sources tell the police or the TV station that the couple was on and off, that they used to argue a little bit, but they were on and off. But maybe they got into an argument and he just lost it and shot her. That's why it's not a good idea to have a gun around, because people do crazy things when they're upset. He should have had it locked away, not playing with it. Ammunition out, I mean, come on, that was just a recipe for disaster. And people don't seem to learn. Yeah, I mean, I'm all about the amendment of people having the right to hold guns and whatnot. Okay, I'm all about that. However, you got to be safe with it. You can't do these idiotic things that people seem to be doing. And I don't know what the case may be, because there has been no information released about what actually happened. But in my opinion, they probably got into an argument and he shot her, because in the report they say that the place was ransacked. I don't see if it was an accident why she would ransack the place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just think that, like, for, let's say it was an argument or an accident, like, for one little thing that happened, now you've ruined both your life and the life of someone else. You've actually taken a life. So it's not good. it's not very smart to play around with guns. Things like this do tend to happen, even if it was a mistake or if it was thought out, planned, whatever. The point is that now a 21-year-old girl is dead who had two children, and the boyfriend is being arrested for murder. So now not only are their lives ruined, but the kids' lives are ruined as well, because now they're missing both of their parents. Or if he was the father of the children anyway. But that's why guys are never play with guns, you know. You just don't go around going bang, bang, you know. I know you want
exactly
to be a G. They want their street cred, but guns don't give you street cred. Being a respectful human being gives you street cred, right, Jay?
That's right. Being a respectful human being gives you street cred. The best street cred you can ever get.
Exactly.
However, this Stephanie was the mother of two to a 3-year-old and an 8-month-old. Both of them were daughters, so this is going to be hard for the daughters to get past. I mean, their mother died. Yes, they are still very young, but it's a hard thing to grow up without parents or a parent. So this is going to be hard for them. So my heart goes out to the two daughters, and hopefully they're going to be staying with a family member that will take care of them well and, you know, treat them good now that their mother has passed. And again, guys, accidents happen, so you guys just got to be safe with weapons or guns in general. That's why we wanted to talk about this story, so that we can pretty much get that out there, because we do know a lot of accidents happen, or people sometimes in the heat of the moment do things that they're going to end up regretting later. So that's just my opinion on this matter.
Exactly. I want to end this segment saying the same thing you said, that, you know, I want to advocate for less violence, less gun violence in general, and that if it was a mistake, like, just please be smarter with the decisions you make and, like, the things that can happen. Don't put yourself in situations like that, guys. But now we're moving on to something a little bit weirder. I want to move on to Katy Perry. For those of you who haven't heard, or who have heard, Katy Perry did a show yesterday and invited a fan on stage with her. That's a regular thing, regular occurrence. Yeah, you know, fan gets to go on stage. But then it got weird. Jay, do you know what happened with this?
I heard that the fan was completely wasted and drunk out of her mind. Am I correct?
Well, yeah. Apparently, the girl was on something. I don't know what was wrong with her, but apparently, maybe she was rolling, but she went up there in a daze and started fondling Katy Perry on stage, and then was, like, unwilling to let her go, to release her. So it got pretty weird, and at one point she even grazed her boob by accident.
Wow, that's just pretty weird. Apparently, so Katy Perry kissed girl and didn't like it?
I guess this time she did not like it. But this was in Brazil. Don't know if the girl was actually on drugs or not, but it seems that was a likely possibility, because even Katy Perry, I'm assuming, must have felt uncomfortable. And the reason I really wanted to bring this topic up, guys, is because you see things like this all the time, where celebrities have to deal with some weird stuff all the time, or some weird fans, or some fans that take it a little bit too far. I mean, I know we all love our celebrities, but guys, please keep it normal.
I completely agree. I mean, celebrities are people too, and some of these fans just take it to the extreme, you know?
Yeah. I mean, this is just a little weird. I mean, it's reported that the girl who was brought on stage in Brazil started invading Katy Perry's personal space, which isn't, you know, too bad. She was brought on stage. Maybe she wanted to hug Katy Perry, who knows. But then she started kissing her neck, which is starting to get a little bit weird.
That is completely weird. And why do people think they can do that?
I don't know. But I want to give a girl, you know, the benefit of the doubt that maybe she wasn't in the best frame of mind. And maybe Katy should have, you know, checked her out beforehand and been like, okay, maybe she's not the greatest person to bring on stage at the moment. Let me try to go with someone a little bit more sober.
Yeah, but when you're in the heat of the moment, like, she's a performer on stage. I'm sure she's just probably picking random fan in the crowd just trying to give that fan a great experience to come on stage. And I'm sure she wasn't expecting it. I mean, you can see, I guess, from the video, because I'm looking it up now, Katy Perry looks extremely awkward. She's just like, she doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, I mean, from the reports and the video I watched, Katy Perry handled it really well, though. She didn't freak out. She didn't, like, throw a tantrum, throw a fit. She just gracefully, you know, played along with it. And then luckily, you know, she managed to get the girl off stage after a little bit of fun and even, you know, patted her on the butt as the girl walked away, gave her a hug, and even took some selfies with her. So Katy Perry, the consummate professional, handled it well. She handled the business. She kept it in all good fun. And I appreciate that as a celebrity, but, like, I like this topic because I just want to say, like weird things happen to them. And that's one of the things that celebrities have to deal with that I do not envy at all.
Exactly. I mean, being a celebrity is, you know, harder than what people think. I mean, of course, it comes with a whole bunch of perks, but you do get, like, followed or hounded by some weird people. And, you know, that's one of the things that I'm sure celebrities hate the most or whatnot. But, I mean, come on. Like, these fans just be taking it to the extreme. I don't understand the concept of being, like, a crazy fan. Like, you can control your emotions around people. They're just regular people. Just treat them like, I mean, obviously they're not your friends, but treat them like a friend. You know, be cool with them. Don't just fondle over them and act like they're the biggest thing that ever happened. They're artists just trying to entertain you and, you know, make you happy with what they're doing, whether it's an actor or a musician or what. They're just trying to create art and make people happy with it, I'm assuming. Or some of them just want the money, of course, just let's be honest. But then again, you have these crazy fans who just be all over them. But in this case, like you said, Katy Perry handled it completely, like, very well and like a professional. And I'm actually pretty shocked because I don't know what I would have done. I would have been like, off me, I don't know, you're, you know, ridiculous right now. I mean, it must take a lot for them not to flip out on these people. Like, because I saw a video, for example, guys, with Will Smith. Some dude went up to Will Smith and, like, kissed him on the lips, and Will Smith smacked the dude. I mean, yeah, he didn't smack him hard or punch him hard, but he, like, slapped the dude like, yo, what's wrong with you? And that's probably something I would have done.
I mean, I would have tried to, like, play along with it, but, you know, there's only so much you can take. There's a line that shouldn't be crossed. I'm glad Katy Perry kept it cool, and that's just something, you know, we can always, like, I guess, look up to about her.
Exactly. I mean, you think she's going to make a song about a girl kissed me and I didn't like it?
Maybe that's going to be her new song, the new remix. She'll go throwback
yeah.
with it, and it'll be based
that's
on the
right.
girl at the concert.
Exactly. She should make a song based on this experience. Or, like, a girl fumbled me and I didn't like it at a concert one night. I don't know. I just made that up, guys. I know you love
it. That was amazing.
It's like the sounds of angels, you know, just gracing your ears. It's beautiful.
With that beautiful, I mean, we have to end the segment with that. I mean, but, guys, if you've heard any weird celebrity stories, if you know of anything that's weird like that that's happened, please, like, let us know. We'd like to hear about it. We'd like to discuss it with you guys. So, as always, you can always hit us up on Twitter or whatever. But, guys, that's going to bring us to our commercial break. We will be back soon, so don't get disappointed. It's going to be a second crazy second half. So, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back.
Interested in being a sports writer or a lifestyle writer from Miami Sports and Lifestyle? Or how about being that next great radio personality? Hit up at 305 Sports and Life on Twitter for more information.
Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help wanting to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Ur at Stephen_Ur@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSLblog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
This is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show and CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer. And if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. The Andrew Powell Show brings you a fresh sports talk show that stands out above the rest. Tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m., only on MSL Radio.
Play Action Sports League. They are signing up teams for the end of summer adult flag football leagues. You can either go Wednesday nights under the lights at On Brister Park in Coconut Grove, or you can go Saturday mornings at Coral Gables High School. Does your team have what it takes to be a champion? For more info, you could go to www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632. Once again, that is www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, guys, from commercial break. You're with your host, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. You're listening to Cruise Control. Chris Cruz, say what's up to our people.
Hey, guys, welcome back to the second half of our show. Just to recap with the first half, we talked about gun selfies with the guy who killed his girlfriend after taking a picture with the gun hours before. And then secondly, we talked about Katy Perry having to deal with an uncomfortable situation. So that brings us to our last topic of the day. Now, for those guys who have heard our show before, you know how much we love Game of Thrones. That's one of our favorite shows on television at the moment, and it's just a good show to watch. We know you guys watch, most of you watch it too, but we just heard something crazy that happened. So, Jay, with the little drum roll, tell us what it was.
From what my brother tells me, he heard that HBO or there's Game of Thrones movie rumors floating around.
Yes, that is exactly true. Supposedly, George R.R. Martin says that a Game of Thrones movie is actually happening. So, apparently there's been talk about this for a while, but they were just rumors and speculation, and none of this has ever gotten off the ground. But I guess now that's no longer the case, because George R.R. Martin just recently confirmed it. So, apparently this is not going to be like a finale or anything. Apparently they're still going to do the finale on the show, but they might do like a prequel story of major characters. So something in the timeline of the show will be brought about in the movie. So maybe we'll get to see Ned Stark come back, my homie Robb Stark come back before the Red Wedding, and maybe we'll get to see them and their own plot, original plot, about something in the story that was not in the show, which is pretty cool to me. I mean, I think it would be great to have it as a movie. I mean, it's already one of the most, it's one of HBO's most popular shows, if not its most popular. So to make a movie about it can only be beneficial to the network and have fans ecstatic about it coming to theaters. I mean, the only thing is, guys, George R. R. Martin, author of the novel, is not going to be attached to a film because he's extremely busy writing the last two novels and doing, I don't know, whatever else the author has to do. But he will be finishing his last two novels, so he's not going to be attached. But regardless, I feel like it will be good anyway.
No, my opinion on the matter, if they did do a Game of Thrones movie, I just think it's going to be pretty epic because the show is already really good. And when you do a movie, you get a higher budget, more money for different things, whether it's wardrobe or just different things. They have a higher budget for the movie, which will make what's already a really great show even better with better CGI and better effects. So I think if they did do a movie, it'll probably be exceptional, especially if they have one of the directors or producers of the show be a part of it, so they can have the same tone as they do for the show. I just think it can only be successful if they do it the same way, just in a bigger scope, movie-wise. However, funny thing is, Chris, that I read not too long ago or pretty recently that all these rumors are false, that they're not actually filming a movie, and that George R. R. Martin actually said that as of right now, there are no movie talks in the works, but he's not ruling anything out for the future, but as of right now, there are no movie talks in the works.
And look how quickly that changed, because apparently now there is a movie in the works. I mean, I doubt they have a screen or they have a script or a screenplay at all for the project. But I'm sure that's going to start getting worked on because now I think that they've established that they're actually going to come out with the film. Everyone's excited. This is going to get done. Not to mention, I'm sure whatever studio will be coming out with the film is very keen on getting this done. I mean, it's a lucrative project. I mean, just look at the success of, like, something like Lord of the Rings which is, like, a medieval type of genre movie. It did very well in its time. So, and Game of Thrones already has an established fan base. So not only will they get their TV fan base, but if the movie looks good, then maybe they'll get people that they miss to go around, and maybe they'll just, instead of wanting to watch a show that's, like, 6 seasons long, they'll actually take the time to watch a 2-3 hour movie, and they'll enjoy it. And I think it'll only be beneficial if it's done really well, which I have no mind that it will be good.
Yeah, I think it'll be beneficial, but in my opinion, I don't think they're actually going to do the movie. And this is why I say that. First off, they already have a really popular show. I don't see them getting away from that. I feel like they just try to finish the story that they're telling through HBO and the show in the hour format that they've been doing it in. Now, I don't see them trying to do a big-budget movie since the show is doing so well, because then again, it could – I don't see it – if they did do a movie, I don't see it hurting them, but it could hurt them if they get the wrong director and producer and they just go away from what's been working for them. And George R. R. Martin, who could, you know, possibly be attached to give his opinion on the matters if they did do a movie, he'll be extremely busy. So now I don't see him being attached to the project. So it just looks like, in my opinion, most of the people who would be attached to the project probably wouldn't have time to do so. They would have to get a big studio behind it, get a big budget, get the actors who, when they're not doing the show, are also busy to be able to be a part of that movie. I just feel like there's too many variables in it, and they probably, in my opinion, will rather just stick to the show aspect than try to do a movie about it. Not to mention, as far as I know, the article I read like a couple days ago or not too long ago said that George R. R. Martin just said that they're just rumors and it's not happening. So, I mean, you're telling me it switched that fast where he denied it like a couple days ago and all of a sudden today he's saying yes? I'm not so sure. Maybe that's just another rumor that's flying around that he said yes to it.
You know nothing, John Cruise.
Well, I like to think I know quite a lot, but I'm just giving my opinion on the matter, and I just don't see it happening. Of course, I would go watch it, and I would get super excited to watch a Game of Thrones movie. I just don't see it happening, and I don't want to get my hopes up, because I honestly, every rumor that I've read about it has denied a fact that the movie is happening.
Well, I'm going to go with that it is happening. I'm going to take George R. R. Martin's word for it. Apparently that this is coming to fruition. And I really hope it does. I mean, don't get me wrong. It might die down before it becomes like a feature film. But as of right now, the plan to make it is real. And I'm sure it will come to fruition because it's a bigger project.
Oh, yeah. You can see the future then?
Yeah. You already know I can.
I mean, I just, honestly, I don't see it happening. They already have two more seasons in the works. For those of you who don't know Game of Thrones, they're looking to finish it by the seventh season. So they already have two more seasons in the works. George R. R. Martin is trying to get his last two books out on the series. So they already have an established plan of how they want to finish the show. Even if George R. R. Martin doesn't finish his books, the HBO and people behind the Game of Thrones show already have, they've already spoke to George R. R. Martin and have an idea in mind of how to finish it if he's not able to get his books out before the show, which by all means is probably not going to happen. So they're already about to finish the show in a way that he already had an idea of. So I'm thinking they're just going to do that and stick to the show. I mean, if they do a movie, by all means, great, but I just don't see it happening. Like I keep saying, I can see the future too, but it's not happening, bro.
Well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see. But, guys, what do you think? Like we always say, let us know if you think the movie's happening, if you think it's not, and if you do think it's happening. What I really want to know is what plot you guys would like to see if they do a Game of Thrones feature film. I mean, I think it'd be crazy. I would like to see something maybe before Jon Snow and Rob and like the whole Stark family were born, something in the time of when Ned was helping Robert Baratheon become the king on the Iron Throne.
Yeah,
they
made the raid on the throne to help Rob get Robert Baratheon get the throne. They should do that. If they do complete a movie about it, they should show how Robert's wife was taken by the Targaryens or whatever, because of whatever. We all have our own fan theories based on that about how she fell in love and Jon Snow's their child. But well, that's another subject matter. But something along that time frame where they do the raid on that, you see her getting kidnapped or taken by the Targaryen, and all that year, that time frame. I would love to see that happen and show pretty much Ned the main character, because in my opinion, he was the main character in season one, and all of a sudden, bam, you kill him off. I mean, come on. He was one of the cooler characters, and the main character of season one, and you just kill him off because, Game of Thrones is savage. They don't care who you are. You get murked regardless. But I would love to see it in that time frame. I just think it would be a pretty epic storyline.
Okay, this wasn't, we already knew Game of Thrones was a very, very sad show. The savagery on that show is ridiculous. Nobody is safe. But that's not what we're talking about. I'm just looking forward to see if a Game of Thrones movie does come to fruition, which would be cool. Now, guys, like we always say, our show is about to come to an end. It's a very sad time, but we will be back tomorrow. So, nothing to worry about. It's all good. But, guys, we hope you had fun. We hope you enjoyed all the topics we talked about today. And we'll be back tomorrow with another crazy episode of Cruise Control. So, guys, as always, this is your host, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. And thank you for joining us with another episode of Cruise Control. Good night, guys.
Shut up and drive.